Many people begin the new year excited to have goals and plans for that new year, but some people say that's very unwise and unhealthy for them. So is there a way that is in line with the faith that we have as we enter a brand new year?
Let's see what the Bible has to say about that. All right, we want to welcome you to the podcast today. Thanks so much for watching. We're so glad you're here. While you're here, if you want to like and subscribe on all platforms, we'd love to have you part of the group.
Yeah, so obviously Roseanne is here today in place of Truett.
Yes.
So he's out of town for a little bit. So happy new year to everyone. We're glad you are entering a brand new year as we are. And it's that time of year when people begin to set new goals and they close the door on the last year, open the door to the next year. And some people get, I think everybody gets excited about that.
Yeah.
But people get different levels of excitement, I guess, because some look at some go into a new year and they get very excited about having goals and plans, and they'll spend some time and they'll get away, they'll get alone, and they'll write out list of goals and they get excited about that.
Yeah.
But that's not everyone's approach.
Yeah.
Some people say, no, that is counterproductive for me. Yeah. And not healthy, and so I don't do that. They intentionally don't. It's not just it's not a lazy factor. It's an intentional factor that they don't.
Yeah.
So Roseanne and I are going to take opposite sides of this issue today because that's actually where we both are on
that's
this.
True.
So
that's true.
I'm going to take the side of goal setting. Now, I'm not a hyper goal setter. Mm-hmm. I'll give some examples today of some more extreme versions of it that some people love and are great at. But you're going to take the side of not setting goals.
That's very true. For the new year.
For the...
Yes. I am an
She never
advocate.
Sets any goals.
That's right. I do set goals, but I'm not a New Year's resolution person.
Okay. So it's unique to the new year.
Yes.
It's not goal setting in general that you're opposed to.
Yes. It's the new year.
Because I know you do that here in ministry and work.
So. Yes. Which a lot of it I've learned from things that you've taught us. Vision casting, things that I didn't really know much about. And so my goal setting has become different, but still not on New Year's.
Okay.
Yeah.
So has that always been your approach when it comes to a new year of not setting goals?
No, I think I've just failed so many times on the New Year's resolutions that statistics.
This is just the give up season?
This is just the give up season. Yeah.
Why try?
Exactly.
Wow.
Statistics say that if you do a New Year's resolution, it usually is dead by January 19th. So I know, I'm sorry to give
you. Who are you reading?
Just the old Googler. But for me, when I set a resolution.
You can tell that AI has been sending you the Google slides you want.
Right. But when I try to do it for New Year's.
So much for all the books that people write.
I know.
All the
there's a bunch of great stuff.
Only 19%. Not 90%. January 19th, they're done. 19th, 19 days, they're done.
But I think a lot of it goes into, which we'll get into, but did you do any prep work? What is your why? Like you just go in like, all right, this is the year. It could be September, but January 1st, I'm going to stop smoking, drinking, lose weight, eat health. But like you don't make a plan. Mm. It's just, so that was me.
Okay.
You know, all right, New Year's, I'm going to quit whatever it is.
Okay.
So
you're gonna
mine
stop
would
smoking
be
this next year.
This next year, I'm going to give it up. Yeah. Yeah. But mine would be more like January 3rd. Like, I wasn't making it very long. So,
okay.
Yeah, that was just.
So, never have really.
No.
Effectively, but then you've just decided not going to do it.
Just not going to do it.
But you have a purpose though.
I do.
It's not that this is all just trash and
there
kicked
you go.
To the curb.
Yeah. So. I admire people who do it and carry through with it.
Right.
I think
right.
it's very cool.
So, growing up, was that ever a thing in your household? New
That's
Year's.
A good question. No, I mean, we always did New Year's. Mm-hmm. We go out and bang some pots by the street.
What?
I have no idea why, but great memories at midnight. We'd go and bang pots. I don't know. Mom, I don't know why we did that, but it was fun. But no New Year's resolutions. It was just kind of, it's a new year, you know, it's a new day.
All right.
But then you take down the Christmas decorations. That was the new year.
Just go on.
You just go on.
Nothing else.
No, just a new writing of a year.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had some years like that.
I've been
over the page on this thing about goals.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you like to set goals. So
I do.
Yeah. Tell us about that. What's been your approach there?
So I tend to be more task oriented just by personality. You tend to be more relational, I think.
Yes. So. And willy nilly, apparently.
And pot banger.
And pot banger, wow. Yes.
So it fits more with my, I guess, personality approach to life. I feel, it's going to sound lame, but I feel better when I'm setting goals, you know?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I have this sense of accomplishment and worth and purpose. And I need process. I need direction. I need orientation that tells me a path to go on and measurable process along the way.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll sit down at my desk and make a to-do list of stuff that I know I'm going to do already.
Yes.
But there's something about writing that list down and I put a box beside it and checking that box off.
Yes.
Actually, I don't check the box. I scratch the whole thing out.
Oh, there you go. Do you do both sometimes, the check
no,
and the
never
scratch?
Check. Okay. Never check.
I mean, sometimes I do like to do check. Always just to scratch off.
I want, and not just a line. I want to scratch all. I don't want
it's
to see it anymore.
Gone.
Wow. I don't want to know what that word was.
Wow, it's gone. Nice.
So when it comes to the New Year's, I have I've done some of that over the years.
Yeah.
I've tried to, there's been times I was more kind of hyper-focused on it and make categories, you know, here's every area of my life and I'm going to make goals for every area of my life. Here are the processes and things we're going to do. And
yeah,
did that for our family for a little while, very little while. Of course, now here in ministry, we do that as a staff.
Yeah.
It's not in December. It's usually more June, July. We're looking already over into the new year at that point. But I don't know. For me, it's much more fulfilling. It's much more helpful as I move forward. So I don't remember my dad was not that way. My mom probably leaned more that way, but I don't ever remember seeing a list, but she might have had one I just didn't know about. So
yeah, that's true.
She did keep lists and she did keep journal diary of everything that she did pretty much.
Yeah.
Even her latter years, she was, went to the store today, took two Tylenol.
Wow. She noted everything.
Ate asparagus.
Wow.
Know. So yeah, have all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's been my approach over the years. So I was looking up some things, did some research on why people do and why people don't set goals. Mm-hmm. So I read some things about why people don't set goals. So I'm gonna read some of these, and you can tell me if these are consistent.
Okay.
For your way of thinking. So some people say they don't set goals because it creates too many unrealistic expectations. Mm-hmm. That it becomes kind of this overly ambitious view of the future, and it's frustrating. Is that true for you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, how many times have you been like, you know what, this New Year's, I'm going to lose 20 pounds. But you don't lose the 20 pounds on January 1st.
No.
And then they get upset because it's, you know, they didn't plan out the process, or I know myself, so I say they, including myself, that I didn't plan for what it was going to take, the work to put into it. So that's why unrealistic expectations are... You don't even think about what you have to do to actually get to that goal.
Okay.
Or this year, I'm going to make everything from scratch and I'm going to do whatever it is, right? Well, that takes time and training to
That's big.
Train yourself. Yeah, right. That discipline. So yeah, I've definitely been one that's like, all right, I'm going to do this. No clue how I'm going to get there, which is great at times.
Right.
But you got to have a plan. So.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That makes sense.
Yeah.
The other one that I looked at was that there's this sense of pressure then that like I've got to perform. I got to get there or else, you know.
Yes.
So is that true?
It puts
a pressure, an unhealthy pressure on you?
An unhealthy pressure, especially if you tell people your goals. If you don't tell people your goals, you don't have so much pressure. Yeah.
Isn't there something like accountability related
there
to
there is,
that?
Yes, yes. That's down here, yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, I made a note of that. But you definitely, when you speak out your goals, you're then, and that's not a bad thing, but I'm talking.
For you, apparently it was.
For me, because I would then put unnecessary pressure on myself. Like you were going to hold me to losing that 20 pounds in that first week of January.
I got you.
Which is nobody can do without losing a limb.
Right.
So, you know, and then perfectionism begins to step in. Like, okay, it's perfectionism, pride. There's all these things that step in. Like,
okay,
I said it, I'm going to do it, even though it's like the first one, unrealistic expectation of it happening.
All right. Another one was that there's a lack of flexibility, that these goals keep you from living life that is not always so neat and orderly. So
yeah,
so true.
It is, unfortunately. And I think it's just because we're lazy and we like things. Oh! We like things a certain way. Sorry.
It's okay. Okay. It's just going to sit there.
It is. Sorry. Here. Sorry, everybody. You're going to have a wet spot to look at.
Life but just comes at you.
It does. It just comes at you, especially when you speak with your hands.
True.
But your lack of flexibility because you like things a certain way and right. you're not allowing yourself to be flexible. So that one was that's a tough look in the mirror right there.
All right.
Yeah.
And then interestingly, some say it's because it creates a procrastination mm-hmm. that it can actually cause you to not do them because the goals seem so big. So you just drop off and it's too much.
Yeah.
Is that? I mean, it's kind of like unrealistic expectations and pressure, I guess, but
yes.
True?
Yes. And procrastination, I mean, I don't know if it's a personality thing, but it's a tough one to overcome. Totally something you can't overcome. But when it comes to the goals, and if you're adding in the first one of the unrealistic expectation mm-hmm. that you can't see the goal, then yeah, it's a true thing.
Which I would assume then, which we all understand this, is if you miss a few days... Miss a few weeks.
Might as well just quit.
then the guilt comes on.
Yes.
And you get caught up in the
I've failed
quagmire
again.
Of all of that.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yes. Which is also an unhealthy way to think.
It's
just
true.
To point that out.
It's
yeah.
true. The other one was an overemphasis on external achievement. That this can sometimes lead to this sense of those are just all externals and rather than internal change.
It's true.
True?
It's true. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And you're also leaving out the process.
Mm.
Like even if, no, I'm going to save that example, but yes, you're leaving out the process.
Yeah. I get that.
I'll
I mean, there
that.
Were times I would pick up one of the plans like, okay, I'm going to read my Bible this year.
Yes.
You know? And, then you start first couple of days or weeks like, okay, but then you wake up, it was a long difficult day the day before, you didn't sleep well that night, so you get up and you find yourself just reading, but there's no comprehension. Have you ever done that before?
It's literally just words falling into your head and nothing's...
But I did it.
Yes.
I checked the box.
Yes.
Yeah, I can get that, you know.
Yes.
That's external achievement versus inward change.
Yes, you get to cross it off really
true.
Well. Yes.
It had no benefit to your life except
no.
you checked the box. I get that.
Yeah.
And then another one was goal fatigue, that if you're constantly going after goals that you end up burnt out, tired.
Yeah.
True?
Yes, I would say just yes to that. And then it also comes into I failed again.
Mm.
So again, just with New Year's. Again, I think goals are good.
Just not
but
New
I
Year's.
Just not New Year's. But I will say two things that I want to add to that.
Yeah.
And I don't know if this is women specific, so I'd love to know your thoughts, is that if it only benefits me, then it's not a goal I'm going to add to my list. Like if you were
really?
Like, you know what? I need to get healthy and I need you to go walk with me 3 days a week. We're going to meet up here. I'd be like, awesome. Let's do it.
Okay.
But if I personally, it benefits me, it's not something that's going to be at the top of my list.
Interesting.
And I've talked with other women and they also have that saying. I don't know if that's the caretaker nurturer side.
Yeah.
But so that one also hinders.
I can maybe sadly say most of my goals have nothing to do with anybody else.
Well, that's how it should be. And I think
no, it's just a different approach.
Yes. But there's also, I think there's a deeper, you have to know your worth to make that goal. So
wow.
it's
okay.
Didn't yeah,
know we're going there.
I know we're going there quick. That's right. And then the last one is that overcomplicate, which I think ties in here, but I overcomplicate because life is chaotic and adding more disciplines is just sometimes too much,
right.
or adding it in a really complicated fashion, like unrealistic expectations.
Okay.
So yeah. Like also
growing all your own food.
Like growing all your own food and then making your own bread, and which are great things. But if you decide on January 1st, just did you grow
and
the wheat?
There's no room for any.
Yes, there's no grace.
From that, then,
yes.
Yeah, that's a hard one.
I'll say one more thing is whenever you were talking about the list, because I love lists and making lists and writing it down, and it's not going to get done if it's not written down. But also sometimes if I write it down, I'll think it's done. So that accomplishment doesn't always work out.
You deceive yourself. Huh?
I deceive myself. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, if I write it down,
it's happening.
That's where the pressure is.
Yes, because the ink has left the pen.
Yeah.
Man.
If not, it's going to get lost up in here somewhere. I'm not even going to remember it.
It's going to go
off. I
remember
there's something I needed to write down, but.
Yeah. Well, and the people pleaser in me, like if you give me a list.
Or the peeper pleaser.
The peeper pleaser, yeah. That list's going to get done.
Okay.
So I've also done some research on some goal setting like you.
Yep.
So you tell us, is this true for you?
Okay.
Okay, so the first one is clarity and direction.
Yeah, I kind of mentioned that already. I need it. I feel like I'm just wandering in the wilderness if I don't have a direction. There's not something I'm working toward. Like,
yeah,
this is... You know, we're about to enter the new year. I'm already thinking of message series past Easter.
Wow.
In April.
Yeah.
So I need that. I need that framework out there.
Yeah. And it keeps the chaos at bay.
For me, it does. Yeah. I mean, I've read the book before. Maybe you've seen it where you probably heard men are from Mars, women are from Venus. But there's another one that said that... men are like waffles and women are like spaghetti.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I need that grid on the waffle for me.
Yeah.
It helps me stay focused. Now, I also understand that life is not always waffle.
It's very true.
Sometimes
it's spaghetti.
It's more spaghetti. Sometimes it's just pink,
or pancake.
Just pancake.
Yes.
So I understand that, but I prefer if it's a task, I'd like to have a goal, a roadmap, a process, a destination, a point to get to. So, yeah.
That makes sense.
For me.
Makes sense, yeah. What about motivation and momentum?
Yeah, again, that's big for me. I find greater motivation if I've got a list in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
I've got multiple sticky pads and lists on my desk, and they help me stay focused. They give me the momentum I need. Like, okay, yeah. I try to write them in positive statements. So they actually, they're invigorating, you know, they're motivating.
That's actually really smart. Yeah.
So I get like, yeah, that's going to be great.
Yes.
You know, think and pray about the next men's series coming up, men's breakfast series.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that sounds good.
Yeah. Speaking life to yourself within your task that you have to do.
Exactly. So it's very motivating to me. It creates more momentum. When I make a list.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What about your personal growth?
Yeah. I do some of that. Again, I'm not as hardcore as I've seen some people.
Yeah.
I was looking at a list of some goals that people have where they take like, I'm going to work on some goals for my spiritual growth. So my daily time with God, I'm going to memorize a certain number of scriptures. I'm going to deepen my prayer life. I'm going to pray this often. I'm going to fast this often. And that's just their spiritual, you know, health. Then they'll move into, you know, serving and outreach. I'm going to serve in my church. I'm going to be involved in evangelism. I'm going to do some mission work. And I'm going to work on some relationship goals. I'm going to take these steps in these relationships. I'm going to strengthen my family in these ways. And then it comes down to financial goals, reading goals, number of books and topics and ooh, man. Now, I start to get overwhelmed with all that.
Yes.
Like,
especially when there's so many areas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm just living by the list all day long at that point. And it kind of wears me out. So.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
I don't know. That's for me. Yes, there are some benefits, but maybe not to the degree that some people would. So back in the 80s and 90s, it was real popular to have these daily planners.
Yeah.
So you remember?
I do.
And it was this notebook, depending upon what size you wanted to buy. And it had pages for everything.
Mm-hmm.
It had calendar, to-do list, addresses, phone numbers, goal setting, appointments. And it's one of those things at first, like, oh, that is really cool. I feel better about my life just owning one, you know?
Yes.
But then I'd open up like, oh,
what do I put in
way
here?
Too much information. Yeah.
Yes.
Ugh. So.
But it is helpful. And I always admire people who are able to do that.
Yeah.
It again, mine would last for the first maybe 2 weeks.
Right.
And then there'd be nothing.
Yeah. I get it.
Were you able to achieve that?
No.
No. Okay.
No. I eventually
makes me feel a little bit better.
Set those aside.
Yeah.
It was too much.
It was too much. Yeah. Which is personal growth within itself. Knowing that is outside of what I could do.
There's too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What also brings accountability.
Yeah. Where,
is that true?
It does. It does because it keeps me focused because enough events come into my life that I can easily get off track and I can, get into the tyranny of the urgent.
Yes.
The little booklet about that one day every person should read. You can get caught up in what is urgent right in front of you and forget what's necessary in the process, the longer, bigger picture processes. So
yeah.
I need it to keep me focused. I need lists to keep me moving forward as a sense of accountability.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was that thing you said? Tyranny?
Tyranny of the urgent. It's a little booklet. Urgent. And it's about this idea of we can get caught up in the crisis that's in front of us and the tyranny of it. It wants to demand and control you instead of keeping a focus on a little bit bigger picture issues in your life.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right. So what about your long-term vision? Is that true?
Yeah. Goals definitely help with that as well. Mm-hmm. Again, I like to take some part out of my week and month for sure and just and keep looking ahead.
Yeah.
Caleb and I are already talking about, again, Easter and what that's going to look like here at Vertical.
Yeah.
And, of course, as a staff, for months we've been in this process looking all the way through 2025 and what's going to happen out there and goals and dreams and visions for that. So I like that myself personally. I don't like it to be so granular that there's no room for flexibility.
Yes.
I don't like it to be so rigid that you can't move. But
yeah, then that hinders growth.
Yeah. Now, this is where I think I would agree with you earlier. You said if the goals are not beneficial to other people, then I'm not going to be a part of them.
Yeah.
I think that's true. I'm thinking more work and ministry related now.
Yeah.
The goals help all of us on the staff team understand where we're going and work in concert with one another, going all in the same direction. So long-term vision, it's important for me. Goals help with that process.
It's very true. I didn't realize until coming to Vertical, then obviously being on staff, that was a big lesson that you've taught me is about long-term vision.
Interesting. Yeah.
I knew it was out there, but what does it mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So also when setting goals, it gives you something to celebrate the successes. Is that true?
Definitely. If it's just scratching it off that little
notepad. It is satisfying.
There's
though.
A little bit of success right there.
Yes.
But then knowing, okay, I got this done. You know, I got this task done. I have this project I just completed. And man, I can celebrate that. Here we are winding down into the year, entering new year.
Yeah.
There's some things we celebrate as success.
Yes.
We did this.
Yeah.
This is what happened. This is great.
Yeah.
So.
And it's important to celebrate that.
Yeah. If they're not definable, then how can you ever know if you achieve them?
Yeah. Or what to celebrate.
Exactly. There's no need. If you don't have a definable goal, then there's this cloud out there of uncertainty that you feel like you'd never achieve.
Yes.
So this kind of goes back to what you said earlier, having maybe smaller, more accomplishable tasks.
Yes.
Gives you the ability to celebrate.
Yeah.
It's important.
It is.
Yeah. So two different, very different approaches.
Yeah.
And it's not that one's right, one's wrong. I think that's part of our
I'm just kidding.
Oh, wow.
Just kidding. You're exactly right.
Yeah. But I think what every person has to do is find the groove that works for them. There are goals that are healthy and necessary. And I think probably something we both agree on is setting intentions is probably more important than setting hard numbered goals.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to, I want to lose some weight. That's a good intention.
Yes.
If you put a number to it, you run the risk of that being a stumbling block for you along the way. But it can be healthy as well. So, but intention, I think, is the better piece because at that point, now the goal is more of an inward change than an external.
Yes.
Yeah.
The external is like the benefit, but your internal. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to live a more healthy lifestyle. That's good. Yeah.
And then that's long term too.
I want to have a more spiritual mindset. I want to have greater faith. I want to be more compassionate. I want to be more intentional with the relationships in my life. Mm-hmm. Those are great.
Yes.
They do have to have some handles to them.
Yes.
But if the intentions are bigger than the handles, then that's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think having some short-term goals is something we both agree on.
Yes.
Have them manageable, have them short-term so that you can actually achieve them.
Yes.
And then what's necessary for for both of our sides, I think, would be to have some flexibility.
Yes.
You know?
And on your last point, when you said have short-term goals, somebody said this, and they said goals poorly formulated or goals easily forgotten.
That's true.
And I just thought that was very good that it's got, if you have short steps so you can get to where you're going,
mm-hmm.
you can also celebrate more and realize your success. But I think that's so important. And then, being flexible.
Yeah. And I think anybody that works out in corporate world understands a lot of these. These are just things that many businesses do naturally.
Yeah.
Now, carrying that over into the personal work, I think that's difficult for people because they think, I do that at work all day long. I'm not interested in doing that in my own life. So
yes.
It can be tough. And
but you're worth it.
Exactly.
You're worth it to do it.
You're more worth it than that corporate job, actually.
Yes.
Your spiritual health, your family health, and your own mental health. So, well, let's look at some things I think that we would both agree on from Scripture, because that's the most important thing. What does Scripture say about this? And there's not a book in the Bible called First Goals and Plans. So, but there are some great principles from the Bible that I think we would both agree on and are essential in the process. It would be true whether you're a detailed goal setter or if you're not when it comes to the new year.
Yeah.
So I think we'd all agree that as followers of Christ, we should do everything we do for the glory of God.
Yes.
When we enter a new year, that's what we want. 1 Corinthians 10:31, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a great perspective. Do it for His glory, not for yours, not for anybody else's, but for His glory alone.
And it changes it. It's not about my pleasure, my status, my material gain.
Yep.
Not
all my appearance, my mental state, whatever it is.
Yes.
It's for His glory.
That's right.
That puts a good frame on it.
Yes.
Another one is that that we should be faithful stewards of what God has given to us.
Mm-hmm.
And He has given us a lot, you know. Whether it's could be a job, family, health, mental health, relationships, marriage, children, in all of that. We should be faithful.
Yeah.
Talents He's given us, abilities. 1 Corinthians 4:2 says, moreover, it is required of stewards that they be found faithful.
Mm-hmm.
And God does entrust us with much.
Yeah.
And so we should be faithful in that process.
Well, and as a steward, we have the honor of doing that, but a steward is someone who manages something that doesn't belong to them. So you have to be loyal, you have to be steadfast, you have to be not easily swayed, so standing firm, having integrity. So what an honor we have that opportunity.
It's true. And there's an interesting mix with that, I think, because if we're stewards of it, then it belongs to Him.
Yes.
So in some ways, that relieves the full pressure off of me.
Yeah.
It's His.
Yes.
So what I do for Him by His strength. It's not all on me.
Yeah.
And He's not an angry, cruel judge.
That's exactly right. Yes. And that goes across the board from your body to your parenting to your marriage to who you are as a person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The parable of the talents.
Mm-hmm.
So where the three men are given different amounts of talents.
Yeah.
And then there's one who goes and hides his and he doesn't do anything with it.
Yeah.
What's fascinating is what that man says back to the owner. He says, I thought you were a hard and a cruel man. Therefore, I hid what you entrusted to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's true here. What we're saying is that God has been gracious to us and He's good to us. He's not this mean, cruel judge. So I'm a steward to a good God.
Yeah.
That actually motivates me. It doesn't make me go hide in the ground.
Yes.
What He's given me. So
side
note there. But
that's good side related. Note.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So another scripture is from Proverbs 16:3. Commit your work to the Lord and your plans will be established. So we should commit our work to the Lord first.
Yes.
Not just for ourselves, for the goal itself, but to the Lord, because then your plans will be established.
Yes.
It's kind of this picture of priority. If you'll set your goal as to serving the Lord, then the plans will begin to almost unfold themselves.
Yes.
You'll know what to do.
Yes.
If you're trying to make plans without committing it to the Lord first.
Yes.
Then it's like, I'm not even sure what I'm supposed to do here.
Yes. Then it's just chaos, confusion.
It's
yes.
True.
But yeah. The best plans for success become successful when they're aligned with the truth.
Mercy.
Okay. I can't say that again.
Well, you need to, because you said it so quickly.
I did. Good. Okay.
Yeah, say it one more time.
The best plans for success become successes when we are aligned with the truth.
It's true. If you're
that was all the Lord. I remembered what those words were.
Way to go. Yeah. If you're just out there on your own doing it,
yes.
Then there's probably not going to be a success to it.
No.
But
no.
If they're in line with His ways, then
yes.
He will bless them. Yeah.
Yes.
And then, whatever we do, we should do with all of our might.
Mm-hmm.
Ecclesiastes 9:10, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. So I would think that's true entering into a new year. Like, whatever I'm going to do, I'm going to do it with everything that's within me.
Yes.
I'm going to use every bit of my strength.
Yes.
My talent, my skill, my insight, my thoughts, wisdom that God's given me. I'm going to use all of that.
Yes.
For His purposes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just say yes and amen to that.
Yeah. Yeah. We know that Jesus said, if we will seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, then all these things will be added or given to us as well. So mm-hmm. I think it again sets perspective and a frame for entering a new year. Like, okay, I'm going to seek God first.
Yeah.
I'm going to let that become my passion. I'm going to seek His kingdom and I'm going to seek His righteousness in my life. And by doing that, everything else it'll fall into place where it needs to.
Yes.
And in fact, He'll start providing for it even in ways that I probably could not have ever accomplished on my own.
Oh, 100%. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
That's the sad thing. A lot of folks, they'll enter a new year or their week and they think, well, all right, I got stuff to do. I got bills to pay, job to work, family things to do, and maybe I'll have some time left over for the Lord.
Yeah.
And then they get to the end of the week and they're frustrated
yes.
and empty and
exhausted.
Angry, exhausted. Yes. You say, well, I don't even have any time for God now.
Yes.
So you got to flip it.
Yes,
If you'll start with God and make Him and His kingdom and His righteousness first, then all that other stuff, it'll find its place.
It does.
Or you'll find that it actually didn't belong there to begin with.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. And it sounds so easy to just start your planning with Him,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know why we make it so difficult on that side.
It's true.
Yeah. But I love the seek His kingdom and His righteousness. So leading a sincere, from the heart lifestyle devoted to Him, and mm-hmm. then God provides.
It's true.
Just, yeah.
It's
again,
true.
Simple, but hard.
Hard to remember sometimes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think the opposite of that is true as well. You find in Proverbs 21:5, it says that the plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance, mm-hmm. but everyone who is hasty comes only to poverty. So if you go in to the year or to a project or a relationship, whatever it is, if you go in sloppy, doing mm-hmm. nothing, you're the one missing out on the blessing.
Yes.
And messing the blessing.
Yes. Yes.
You're messing it up.
Yeah. And another thought on the hasty, when you come in with emotional thought or reaction instead of something that's a diligent thought or reaction, then it's going to lead you in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
It's going to lead you to poverty instead of, even with the abundance, can be growth.
Yeah. It's true.
A well thought out, highly valued.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the word for diligent there is someone who's intentional.
Yeah.
They're determined mm-hmm. and they're consistent at it. They just keep at it.
Even
when it's difficult, when it's hard, when there's resistance, when there's reaction,
yeah.
when it's early or when it's late and when they're tired, they keep at it.
Yes.
That leads to abundance.
Yes.
It leads to blessing. God has promised He'll bless that.
And it doesn't always mean it's easy. I think something I want to throw in there is like with goals, you also have to be prepared that you might fail at times, but it's not about, it's not about perfection. It's about consistency.
Yeah.
And the same to be diligent. You keep going. We have that power in us to keep going.
Yeah. In fact, if you're setting some goals to change some behaviors in your life, I promise you it's going to be hard.
Yes. Yes, it is.
You're trying to change the way you think, a way you eat, a way you carry out your day, your priorities.
Yeah.
That's not easy.
It's not.
It's going to be tough. You're yes. going to bump up against your own flesh. You're going to bump up against comfort.
Yes.
And you're going to have to be sore.
Yes.
You're going to have to endure some pain. In fact, yeah.
Yes.
I'm working on a whole new series for the men's breakfast coming up.
Oh, nice.
Here at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
And it's going to be called Spiritual Gains.
Ooh.
So gains is one of those terms
that yeah.
use at the gym. Like yeah. I'm making gains. And so we're going to undertake one of the most challenging doctrinal books in the Bible, the first 8 chapters of Romans.
Oh, wow.
It's tough.
It is.
But
it is.
You don't make gains if yeah. you don't do hard things.
That's exactly right. Yes.
Gains doesn't come through easy ease and comfort. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Gains comes through hard.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, that's going to be good.
Fun. That'll yeah. be a fun study. Yeah. All right. The last one. It's from Proverbs 16:9. It says, the heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps. Mm. So, yes, make your plans. You should. It's wise. Yeah. It's healthy. It's good.
Yes, it is.
But just know that the Lord is the one who's going to establish your steps.
Yes.
And it may take you in a different path than what you thought.
Yes.
So.
Which is where the flexibility comes in.
Exactly.
Yes.
Well, and if you know, well, I'm seeking God first in this. Well, you might write some plans in January.
Yeah.
And he might write some different plans come March.
That's right.
And that's okay.
It is. He might have a beautiful detour.
Exactly.
For you to go down. Yeah.
You probably will.
Yes.
It's been true for me. If I've ever set goals, the further out they are, the more I have to recognize the possibility for change.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like there's a certain amount of goal setting. Like even though I said I'm now working toward April series.
Yeah.
I already know in the back of my mind, some of that could change. I don't know what's going to happen in our country, in our community, in our church, in my life. I don't know.
Yeah.
And the further out it goes, I have to be more flexible out there because he writes those steps.
That's right.
And I have to be ready for him to write it and then I'll adjust along the way. So make your plans. You should, but the Lord will be the one who establishes steps.
Yes.
So, it's good. Yeah. Well, 2 different views.
That's right.
I still don't like yours.
So. I don't like yours either. We'll let the people decide.
No, you have to find what works for you in your situation and use the scriptural principles that we talked about.
Yes.
If all of those we just talked through lead you into more established step-by-step process,
yes.
do that.
Yeah.
If it keeps you more focused on intentions, very short-term goals, because that's greater freedom for you.
Yes.
Then do that.
Yeah.
Your allegiance is not to a list, but to the Lord.
Amen.
And he's the one who leads us.
Yes. So,
good. Well, thanks, Roseanne.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on the opposite side of the table from me.
I enjoyed it.
And opposite side of an issue. So it's good. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us. Hope it's helpful as you start your new year. Come join us at Vertical, where we lift him up and live him out.